This is Juice Lord featuring Lindy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Quadro with Sly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, hey. We're gonna let it rock, we're gonna let it breathe. Check. I've been having voices in my head telling me stop tripping. A few times I really have forgot I was that nigga. I'm the blueprint, I'm the one they wanna lean on. No need to say the names, I bet they feel it when they hear this song. Cars go laying the way they do, it's time to mow the lawn. Only about expansion, I played around for too long. Too many yes to things that really didn't serve me. A lot of people I met in this time didn't deserve me. But best believe I bench pressed the weight given. Every single time, and I pass the limit. Good kid, bad city, but I am not Kendrick. And if y'all rockin', how y'all say, I should have a Grammy. Ha, but it's kosher on this side. Everything for the family, and you know we gon' slide. Hey, but it's kosher on this side. Everything for the family, what a time to be alive. Be alive.
Snow or shine, I ride for mine. Some days it's gonna rain, oh, I'ma be okay, though. I done seen a lot of stage love. Wrote this tune for your healing. Tell me lately how you're feeling. To the left now, everybody's slide. What a time to be alive. I love it when I'm with my tribe. Still kosher on this side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better days ahead, I know I'm worthy of it. Them days here in Minnesota, we reflect on the summer. Sold off shows, y'all, I always had my people with me. This year's in and they still see some greatness in me. Never had to fit in or overdo it. All I do is give what I feel, spit my music. A product of a few MCs, I push the blueprint. I'm ill with the pen, that's why I'm speaking so fluent, Lord. People act like they don't know me, I'm starting to get it. But I can't let it throw me off because the cloth different. Still gotta work hard even while you mention. Cause if you slip with your flows, you ain't promised a pension. Respect to those that always thrive in these conditions. I realize what 100 dash ain't always the limit. That's why these days I'm focused on the distance. Y'all bad vibes won't affect me, it is not sticking. I put a lot up on my back, but I carry it. Still on the fly for real, the spirit of Harriet. Ha, I'm a full of block baby. Can't no sucker ever say they made me. You did, you feel? Oh, Adore, what up? Hey, Joe, you ain't hiding that shit no more. Hey, Shotty, what up? Slide. Yeah, slide. Yeah, we gon' slide.
Snow or shine, I ride for mine. Some days it's gonna rain, oh, I'ma be okay, though. I done seen a lot of stage love. I'm familiar with the pain, love. Wrote this tune for your healing. Tell me lately how you're feeling. To the left now, everybody slide. What a time to be alive.
Ever since I moved to the Twin Cities, I've experienced culture and arts in various ways and in different places. And more specifically in St. Paul, there's all kinds of community events and neighborhood fairs during the summer months, which is really awesome because you get to experience all kinds of musicians, food artists, handicraft artists, all kinds of people who get together and share their craft. And during one of those events, I got the opportunity to meet a very talented young hip-hop artist. His name is Juice Lord, and he was very humble, down to earth. We got to talk a little bit about one of his community shows here in St. Paul. And he invited me to this music store that I had never heard of. And we said that we could do an interview over there. And when I got to the place, I realized it was an amazing haven and a catalyst for art and culture here in the Twin Cities. And I'm talking about Urban Lights. And we got the opportunity to record our interview at that place. And then I was also invited to this hip-hop event where they were going to spend 24 hours where rappers and producers were going to meet each other and work with each other. And I got the opportunity to see that as well and just experience how open and how committed this community is and how really true and honest hip-hop, like, that you couldn't get any better than that, I don't think. So I feel privileged to have had the opportunity, and with nothing else to say, I could just go on and on. I'm gonna introduce you to Juice Lord. This is Juice Lord, and this is my conversation with him. You're on Clandestino Radio.
Man, how would I describe myself? Oh man, I would describe myself as someone who's, man, you know, loves hip hop for one, you know what I'm saying? I come from a place that, you know, rarely gets spoken for, and my duty, I feel like, is to speak to that and speak. A lot of people like to say, it's cliche to say truth to power, but I mean, speak truth in general, you know what I'm saying? And let my art reflect the times, and the times reflect my art. So that's, I mean, as far as me, man, I feel like most people, I feel like there's more to me than just my music. I do a lot of other things. I love, what else do I like doing? I work in the schools. I do a lot of stuff in the community as well, but my music kind of reflects all that. So I guess, you know, one, you know, I don't know. Just, I mean, I'm no hero, but I'm just a real model. I'm not role model, real model. You know, someone that just lives my life and try to do the best by people and put out dope art. You know, and pray somebody feel it. You know what I mean? We all got stories to tell, so I try to tell mine and tell others that can't tell theirs. So. I don't know. Take with all of that with you, at, what have you, you know. So, yeah, bro. Yeah.
What are your music influences, or did you get introduced to?
Well,
music?
Some of them are in here for sure on this wall. But my favorite, I'm gonna just say some of my influences, might be more than some, but Nas is my favorite rapper of all time. Kendrick is one of my favorite rappers. Jay-Z, J. Cole, who else? Big fan of Common. There's so many people, man, like Lil Wayne. Then you got, like, people over the recent years, like, you know, Larry June, Dom Kennedy is one of my favorites. It just varies, man, but, like, a lot of different type music. Also, being my parents are older than most people's parents, you know, like, I'm a big fan of Marvin Gaye. That's one of my favorite artists of all time. Miles Davis is one of my favorite artists of all time. Temptations is my favorite group of all time. I love Anita Baker. Grew up on, like, my pops, you know, talking about, like, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and blues, so jazz, whatever the case may be, you know. So I'm a product of a lot of years of music, man, and yeah, you know.
It sounds like you have a lot of influence from your parents, like,
and just being, like, the baby of all my pops' kids. So I grew up on all that. I grew up on all, I mean, as much music as I guess I could understand and hear my mom and dad playing, you know. I'm a fan of a lot of that music, and as I got older, I really can truly understand it, you know. But far as, I mean, hip-hop is hip-hop and all of that, but I'm also a fan. Like, I love R&B, so I love, like, Music Soul Child or Neo Soul. Love Music Soul Child. Love Erykah Badu. Lauryn Hill is one of my favorite rappers, artists. There's so many, man, that I think add to my taste, even when I'm not doing music. Vibes to my energy, how I come off. I don't know. I'm layered. I'll say that. You know, I'm layered for sure. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life is crazy, but it's that better days for sure. You know, and that's for my Lover's Passion song, my project Eighth Inning. And it's crazy when people say my lyrics without hearing a beat. Sometimes I'll be having to think about what song it was. But, you know, that song specifically, man, it's just different. It was dope interlude. My older OG, Danny Gibbons, was doing the piece before I started rapping. But it's kind of talk about this thing as all artists and creatives, how even journalists, anybody that's creating art or anybody that's a master or mastering their craft, there's some sort of crazy, there's some sort of you wanting things to be how you see it and perfect. And sometimes, like that song, Lover's Passion, is kind of like that was the subtitle of my project, Eighth Inning, Lover's Passion, and it kind of speaks to like how your personal life sometimes versus like your passion, what you love doing when no one's around, you know what I'm saying? Or when people are around, you know, and sometimes they collide. And it's like, sometimes you feel like you gotta pick and choose. And it's like, sometimes it can coexist and sometimes it's just, you know, sometimes people abuse the love you have for them and it really can steer you off of your path, you know what I mean? And you gotta really be able to lock in or at least separate the two. And sometimes for me, it's hard to do that. So, cause, you know, I lead with love within art, I lead with love and just as a person, you know what I mean? Or respect, you know what I mean? And yeah, you know, yeah, it's just tough. It's tough to separate it because, yeah, you know, I don't know, certain people, you know, feel, a lot of people be feeling entitled, you know, to your space, too. You could try to avoid it, but sometimes people just got, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting thing, man. I'll tell you that. You know, pursuing this thing and having to deal with people is, so I can only imagine how it is, you know, the higher you get, you know, and no matter what field you're in, I can only imagine, you know. So people could always challenge whatever someone says, or they call them crazy or call people cuckoo. So it's like, it's so many, this world is so layered in just trauma, wicked things, man. And honestly, to not drive myself crazy, a lot of times I find myself detaching, you know, because you'll drive yourself, that's a lot of work, you know, man, to walk that path and do it. I don't stray away from certain things, you know, but for the most part, man, it's how do I do it? I put it in my art. I'll tell you that, because when I'm by myself and I'm seeing all these different things or piecing all these different puzzles of why this is this, from it, this could be from how we're dealt with as a people on a ground level, from the things that have took place in the government years ago, slavery, just it's so much history and so much information and so much history that gets rewritten, misconstrued, and not told the way it happened. And obviously, if you're not there, how do you truly know sometimes, right? And I don't know, man. I it's a lot. And sometimes the only thing that gets me through a lot of that is good music, man. And I don't know, man, I just try to do right by people, man, and walk the best way I can, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always going to be something, you know, like you see you could, like, the goal, they had this thing, American Dream. What's really the American Dream? America's ain't no dream about this shit, man. It is to some people, but shit, it's none but things reoccurring, some good and a lot bad, you know. So you just gotta love your people, man, and try your best to do right by people and live your life, because you only got one, you know. That's how I look at it, though, man. It's a lot, though. And especially as an artist, like, a lot of these people up here, man, like, when I'm sure when some of them got to that level, especially, like, for black artists, you know what I'm saying? You get to that level to realize this culture that you love, this culture that you've been inspired by, we don't own it. We own the grassroots of it, but when it gets to the money, when it gets to the industry and all of that, we don't own it. You know, like a lot of this is like hamsters on a wheel. And it's hard to really truly make change for our people. And all the amount of money we'd have made, all the money that we've made for people who don't look like us, who don't care about a lot of these things we go on the ground level, reap the benefits from that, man, in full. And a lot of, man, from the NBA to the NFL, to anything we dominate in rap, jazz, blues, whatever. So many bad stories, man, on how people fell from grace, man. And a lot of times that's self, but a lot of times it's just the game, you know? And it's just messed up, man. I don't know. I'll be all over the place all day if I don't know. But yeah, man, it's tough. Man, bro, you know, rest in peace to Biggie Smalls. His mom passed away today. I heard about that. But yeah, man, it's a tough. What they say in Game of Thrones, chaos is a ladder. So, yeah, man. I don't know. It's interesting, bro. I'll be all over the place off that question alone.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna.
Yeah. I'm getting my bag.
Yeah. Talking a little bit more about St. Paul specifically.
Okay, dope.
What can you share about the community?
Man. I love St. Paul. I am St. Paul. This here is a big history, big staple in St. Paul, Urban Lights, where we're at right now, you know, where a lot of different MCs, whether they're in Minnesota or artists in Minnesota that had big record labels, record deals, they would have to come here to sell their records. And this is a big staple. And OG Tim been running this place for like 30-something years now. And, man, it's just a safe haven. So this is one of the safe haven spots for hip-hop artists and culture and people that want to promote their events, people that want to get records, CDs, DVDs, create CDs of their own for their own parties, and there's so much to it. But St. Paul, it's a deeply rooted, whether you're from Frogtown, whether you're from Rondo, a lot of the rec centers connect a lot of kids for generations. You have things like the 94, you know what I mean? Yeah, 94 is the freeway. So basically, back like Rondo neighborhood was a thriving black community, and instead of bringing the freeway to another place, I think they were supposed to do it by, like, you know, Van Buren or Pierce Butler, they drove it through thriving black businesses. So that's, you know, gentrification and all of that. So that's where I feel like after that you get like the different sides, and you see, you know, and it's like that probably a lot of places throughout the country, different things that took place, that the only place that I feel like it really didn't was like some places in the South and in Atlanta, you know. But like, for far as up here, like, went through the thriving black communities, man. So it's a lot of rich history and great things that have been done even after that. And it's a lot of pain and a lot of people that you know, I've tried to fight against, you know, the unjust and different things that have took place in Minnesota, whether, you know, but first, like St. Paul, it's just a rich history of good music, athletes, you know, different, you know, celebrities and athletes that have rose from here. You got St. Paul Central High School is one of the, you know, dopest high schools. You got, you know, and then you got the East Side, you know, like that, you know, is another black community, you know, like a lot of it's connected, man. Even, you know, even when, you know, people try to make it seem like it's so different, and a lot of it is the same, because a lot of our family members, you know, we're connected at some point. So it's just a lot of dividing that happens. But for the most part, St. Paul, for me, being, I mean, if you ask like maybe 5-7 people from different places in St. Paul about St. Paul, you'll get a few different answers depending on their experience, their jurisdiction. You got Rice Street, and I'm about to be on an engagement team for Rice Street, and you know, we're looking forward to, you know, furthering and doing a lot of different things for the arts and for the youth and just for Rice Street in general. So that's St. Paul as well. It's a lot of layers of St. Paul. It's a lot of culture, and you know, a lot of people like to say it's no culture, but I mean, if your family isn't from here or deeply rooted in here, you won't know what that thing is. You know, everybody got their own perspective. If you ask someone that's not from here, they might look at St. Paul like it's just a regular place, but it's. So it means something to me, you know what I'm saying? It means something to a lot of other people. So St. Paul has definitely rich history and you know, sports and almost everything in Fortune 500 companies, you know, like 3M, Walmart, all kind of different stuff, you know. So St. Paul, Minnesota in general, definitely a sleeper, but, you know, we cover a lot of ground, I think, you know. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
No problem. No problem, man. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. And that, you know, everybody's, you know, says, you know, they want to be at the top. And I do. But the top to me may not be the same top to you, and it doesn't mean that you're view on what the top is better than mine. It's just like I'm comfortable within myself, so I want to do great things. I want to be one of the dopest rappers that's ever come out of here, and help the city, help myself, and help people in the world through my music. That's the overall goal. Everything else can be attainable. Everything, even, you know, and as you can see, a lot of the people that have reached certain levels, a lot got taken away too. So I think it's just you finding out what that is for you and moving like that. But for the most part, yeah, I want to make classics. I want to talk my shit. I want to do the fly things and show some of my people the world, man, through my art and what I do, you know. You know, so yeah, that's the overall goal for me. Everybody else be having these, not that it's things, certain things are unrealistic, but a lot of people just like hearing themselves talk. And I could talk, but, like, I don't know. I've always been someone that's been known, so it's even if it's just here, you know, a lot of people weren't known, so they need that validation. You know, me, I'm thankful for what I've done, but I know there's a lot more, and that's the road that I'm on right now, and I don't gotta boast about it all the time. I'm gonna do it with work. I'm gonna do it with, you know, with people that's with me. And if you're not, and if you think I'm not loud enough, that's on you. You know, that's on whoever. But me, I'm gonna do my thing. You know, and do it my way and adjust when I need to. You know what I'm saying? So, but a lot of music, yeah, man, just real dope music so far. You know, just I'm mashing. I'm trying to. Birthday in a couple months, so I'm trying to drop a project. You know, we'll see. Yeah. You can find me on Instagram, Hammer Time Juice. Find me on all streaming platforms, Juice Lord. Got a lot of different shows and just things coming up and things that I'm gonna be a part of. So, looking forward to it, man. Off top, no, I'm just, some of them haven't been announced. I'm a part of a couple festivals in May.
We'll stay tuned.
Yeah, just stay tuned. Yeah, man, always got my hands in something. So, other than that, you know, I'm thankful, man, for sure. We here. So, yeah, bro.
Thanks,
Juice. Oh, thank you, bro. Come on, man. Love, man. Appreciate you, man.
Well, you see the thing about love is that When you finally stop pursuing your passion, it's gonna reveal who really love you, because love shows you who everybody is. But sometimes passion begins to distance you from who you really love, and you gotta make a decision. Make sure you're healed, love. Shit's real. I ain't really wanna be in this position, but when I started pursuing my passion, really people started switching up in their positions, and it just was what it was, so I'm on mine, my nigga.
Lately, I've been thinking that we can rekindle what we had. That's crazy, crazy. Maybe I'm just lonely and it's late, so maybe I should sleep now, sleep now. Lately, I've been thinking that we can rekindle what we had. That's crazy, crazy.
Yo, yo, peace, y'all. It's your boy Juice Lord, man. You now rocking with Clandestino Radio. Man. Much love from St. Paul with love, man. Peace.
Oh. Maybe I'm crazy, sorta conflicted, seeking for peace in this shit. It's tough being this gifted. All artists are crazy until you get the message. Peep the medicine, please. Understand the ethics. How many leaders provided the real, but y'all couldn't get it. Still scrambling, trying to figure where your balance is. Nothing is new under the sun, I understand. But for every artist that did it, there lies a difference within. I barely sleep, but I need sleep for real. I kick the fly shit, but it's something about the chills. Some of y'all gon' get it, some of y'all never will. Like real love these days in a world of fabrication. Can't rekindle what was fickle, it's best to elevate. Don't drown trying to save what then left you with an awful taste. Move along in your journey, but this is not a race. I'm on my body most high, I'm at a steady pace. Protect yourself, love the art, and you'll find a way. Life be crazy, but it's better days, for sure.
Oh,
what we doing?
Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening to this interview. You can find Juice Lord's music at juicelord.bandcamp.com, and make sure you support him and follow him also on the social media. And just as a reminder, you can also send us your music, send us your suggestions via email at contact@clandestinoradio.org. That's contact at clandestinoradio.org. And also, if you are so inclined and if you are able to, you can also send us your mail or your physical music to P.O. Box 17114, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55117. Again, our physical address is P.O. Box 17114, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55117. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.